Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. right. Led by the experienced and seasoned jazz maestro, Dan Bonsanti, with the 14 Jazz Orchestra. That was the tune Blue Miles off the 2018 CD, The Future Ain't What It Used to Be. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, that the truth. And, you know, the kind of music that I play, I have to say something like that that goes along with nostalgia isn't what it used to be.
That's
either.
Right. Yeah, exactly. This guy ripped a page out of nostalgia with that one.
I guess.
So this outfit is made up of 13 of South Florida's premier jazz and studio musicians. Under the sage direction of Dan, the ensemble is full of distinguished jazz educators currently on the music faculties of Miami-Dade College, Barry University, Florida Atlantic University, and the University of Miami. And we caught up with Dan recently here at the show to talk about his life and music, and he told us the secret to how he gets the tunes he uses.
I have like a 100 play rule. So I listen to a recording of let's say, a tune that I wish to cover and rearrange, let's say one or two versions of it that I enjoy. And if I can listen to that 100 times and not be sick of it, then I consider it something I would arrange.
Individually, the members of the 14 have recorded, toured, and performed with many of the greatest jazz and pop artists of our time. The big bands of Stan Kenton, Maynard Ferguson, Mercer Ellington, and Woody Herman, and jazz cats like Billy Eckstein, Sarah Vaughan, Mel Torme, Jaco Pastorius, and so many others. That just names a few. And their collective resumes also include Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Peggy Lee, Nancy Wilson, Ray Charles, Barbara Streisand, Marvin Gaye, and even the Bee Gees. And they take a contemporary jazz approach to many styles, performing compositions from jazz composers like Billy Strayhorn, Joe Henderson, Chick Corea, and they even take stuff from Sir Paul McCartney and John Lennon. These guys are accomplished. They're all over the map. They're gems.
What about Arnold Stang?
Yeah, maybe so. It's the one name I kept out. Dang it.
Never mind.
That's right. So with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of big outfits like the Vine Street Rumble and the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the bigs and smalls and all of this jazz to dig the most. So coming up next is the great Danny Gottlieb, known as the original drummer for the Pat Metheny Group. Here he is with the tune Nairobi Trio off the 2007 CD called Jazz Classics. And man, that's the way we like it around here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dan Bonsanti, conductor and arranger for the 14 Jazz Orchestra here in Miami, Florida, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the Baltimore Strong pianist and composer Lafayette Gilchrist with the song And You Know This off the 2019 CD called Dark Matter. Along with the very long association with saxophonist David Murray and international touring gigs, he is in charge of an octet, nonet named the New Volcanoes. Love the names.
New Volcanoes.
That's right.
All right. Seismic.
That's right. Not the old ones. He's also in charge of a trio called Inside Out. And this latest album is getting great reviews. It was recorded live. It's his second solo recording and embraces that long history of jazz, full of beats and textures in time and plays. And he has a great knowledge of the jazz piano since he emerged in that Baltimore, Washington area 15 years ago, and this new CD is another example of his prowess. From the great Kansas City band leader with deep Kansas City roots, man, he is getting into all the water lines of all the homes around here, Mr. Count Basie. This tune is the classic Scooter off the 1990 CD, Count Basie KC, as we ride on into that jazz folly around here.
Thank you. Hi, this is Brad Cox, Kansas City composer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was the Rome-born Italian-American guitarist, composer, and arranger Michael Felberbaum with the 2017 tune Italian Waltz, and it's a good one. So at the age of 15, he produced his first concerts in Roman jazz clubs. At 18, he moved to the U.S., and he played with Roy Hargrove, Joshua Redman, and even the poet Allen Ginsberg. But he came back to Europe, and he has spent the last 10-plus years recording albums and performing his own projects. So from the talented trumpet cat born right in Kansas City, Kansas, we go next. This is Carmel Jones with the tune Business Meeting. Man, this guy always knew how to hit it as we keep that jazz sound moving straight on into the future. Thank you.
This is Avery Sharp, and when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the leader, an iconic pianist, a composer, and even a bandleader, Michael Camilo, with the tune Yes, off the landmark 25th album called Essence, circa 2019. So for this big album, he wanted to do something special. That's saying something, given that every release by this Grammy and Emmy award-winning cat is an event. So this Dominican-born pianist set out to celebrate in a really big way, by reconvening his all-star band for the first time in 25 years to explore the full scope and breadth of his great career, and he did just that. From the grand pillars of the West Coast Jazz, man, these guys always knew how to make everything cool all the time. This is the tune Travissimo, featuring Pete Jolly, as the celebration of this great American audio art moves on.
Hello everyone, here the Italian pianist Stefano Travaglini
and Massimiliano Coclite,
and you are listening to Two Pianos on Neon Jazz Radio, coming out of Kansas City. Thank you.
That was the talented and versatile Italian musician and multi-instrumentalist Stefano Travellini teamed up with the great Massimiliano Cocchetti with the tune Ethos off their 2019 CD, Two Pianos. Stefano reached out to Neon Jazz about this album, The Long Line, and these two cats spent an entire album having quite a musical conversation, and it shows. Improvisation at its best, and you can tell they dig it the most, and we dig it around here. From the Live from the Titanic. Live from the Titanic.
You don't know how close you are there, buddy.
Good night, folks. We're going down. Oh, man. From the iconic...
This is the one that goes and we listen to at the Christmas party.
That's right. This is the one. From the iconic titans of the New Orleans jazz scene and the world at large, this is the Marsalis family. Literally, with the tune Sultry Serenade off the 2003 CD, a jazz collection. And that, it always is, my friends.
Thank you. is Delphio Marcellus, and you're swinging with Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
That was the always cool jazz cat from back in the proverbial day, Mr. Kenny Drew, right out of his hometown in New York City, with the song Suddenly It's Spring off the 1989 CD called Recollections. And finally, we visit San Francisco native contemporary jazz composer and guitarist Ray Oviedo for a final track. This is the tune Sharp Aztec off his 2019 CD Carousel, as we keep on spinning in good circles. And you know, history is nothing but revisiting the past as we go on by. And John Christopher, you know that with the Neon Beat.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do. We're always revisiting the past.
Well, yeah, that and sort of paying an homage to the shoulders that all these new artists stand on, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that has the magic stitch and spin to put all the past and present together in grand fashion, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Spinning on my Aztec.
That's right. Good job. And with that, reach out to us. Let us know what is going on. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time. enjoy the jazz, my friends.
This man is into percussion.
That's right.
We use that much gas, we
Neon Jazz.